Last month, PacWest Silicon, a Canadian company, asked the Washington State Department of Ecology to begin the State Environmental Policy Act, or SEPA, process. That process will address environmental concerns with the proposed silicon smelter that would be built in Newport. Now, the Environmental Law and Land Use Clinic at Gonzaga University has sent a letter on behalf of the group Responsible Growth Northeast Washington to Ecology with several concerns. Of primary concern is the fact Ecology has proceeded to start the SEPA process without an actual application from the company seeking written permission for a state agency to move forward on the project. Rick Eichstadt is the director of the Law Clinic.
We don't know what they're proposing. We don't know the size of it. We don't know the process. We know nothing about the facility.
Eichstadt believes it's unprecedented for Ecology to start the SEPA process without the specifics that would be outlined in such an application by the company. He says the public would need to know more about it before the scoping process, where public input is taken about how such a plant may affect the environment. He says the motivation behind the SEPA request from the company appears to be uncertain.
And I'm not sure why. I don't know if the applicant wants to avoid some of the costs associated with its own environmental review. If it, you know, if this is frankly some level of speculation by the company as to whether or not they are even going to build the project, and so they don't want to spend the time and money at this point to actually apply for a permit.
Eichstadt says they're also asking Ecology to consider that a pending lawsuit over whether a portion of the land sold to the smelter company was invalid, and that a detailed environmental review may have to wait until that matter is settled. Ecology officials say they plan to review the letter before offering any comment. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.